The Sunday Morning Linux Review with Mary Tomich, Tom Lawrence, and Tony Bemis as the Beaver.
And this is episode 192.
Yeah, fresh looks. Old wine and new bottles.
That's right.
And I don't really care because I'll drink it anyway, but no, just kidding. What we're doing in this episode,
This is Tony Bemis.
Mary Tomich.
And Tom Lawrence.
Sorry about that. I just got so excited about this episode that I just forgot what I was supposed to say. So thanks, Tony, for keeping this on track.
No problem.
What we're going to be doing in this episode, and for those of you who are listening to the recording, where we are is we're at PenguinCon this week and, or this weekend. And, this episode is kind of a special one because what we've done is we've dug out some old trivia and we have turned it into an SMLR Jeopardy. And we are going to, there are going to be a couple people who will, perhaps volunteer from the audience and, they will compete. And the winner is going to get a SMLR shirt and the person who comes in second, I don't want to say loser, but the person who comes in second is going to get a kind of a cool poster. So I think, in today's parlance, everybody's a winner. But anyway, so that's what we'll be doing.
Are we doing buzzers?
I can slap a table.
Yeah, slap the table. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I know, and I don't have bells or anything like that.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what we'll do. Well, you'll hear a table slap, and that will have an answer. So, do we have who wants to participate? Okay, we have one person. Well, this will be easy. All right.
No buzzer anyone else? Needed.
Anyone else? Hey,
I don't need the prizes. I'm not smart enough.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to be smart
enough.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
Not knowing the answers is much fun.
Yeah.
Make one up.
The questions are going to be kind of fun anyway because I've dug out some interesting ones. Yeah, come on there.
Brian, come on. You
come
can
on,
do
Brian,
it.
Come on, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to lose,
even if you,
but I'll do
that's
it.
Okay.
Well, then you get the
don't
prize.
Cut. Don't sell yourself short. Because
we can have all
that's all right. All right. So let's go ahead here. We're going to, now, of course, we've got SMLR bucks, so you're going to win dollars or you're going to win these $100 depending on, in the form of Jeopardy. I'm just going to pass these out, mainly because I spent time printing them in color, so I'm going to let them go to waste. But anyway, so we'll go ahead. Who shall we have go first? Oh, let's introduce our participants. We have Brian, who is a friend of the show, and we have...
My name is Jay.
Jay, who's hopefully a friend of the show, or maybe hopefully still will be at the end of it.
He's friendly. Sorry,
all
he
right.
likes Linux.
He's
all right.
forced to be here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. All right, so Brian and Jay, we'll go ahead. Jay, tell you what, because you're the person who volunteered first.
He's the actual excited one to be playing
yes,
the game.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. We had to drag Brian kicking and screaming to this.
Right.
So, all right, Jay, so why don't you go ahead and just select a category and...
I'll select distros for 300.
Okay. Ooh. So just go ahead and click that.
You've got to tell us what the categories are.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Somebody's keeping me straight here. We have... no, don't, just leave it there. We have, distro, we have kernel names. Yep, we have potpourri, which is kind of an assortment of stuff. We said, who said it? Which are basically quotes. And actually, we have got, distro names. Did I say that already?
Yep. And commands.
And, yep, we got commands.
And we got who said it.
And who said it, yep. So kernel names, who said it, distros. Commands and potpourri. And our first question is on, what was it, distros for 300?
Distros for 300.
Distros for 300. So, this graphical version of a minuscule Linux distro weighs in at a full 16 megabytes.
Tiny Core Linux?
Go ahead and you can click it. What is Tiny Core Linux?
Form of a question.
Jay? Yeah, that's right. Just a reminder, you know, in the Jeopardy thing.
Tiny Core Linux?
Yeah,
there's Tiny Core Linux.
Okay. Now, Brian, be sure to hit the table if you know the answer, too. All right. So I think since you got it.
How do I go back now?
The
home button?
Yeah. All right. So, click the home button there.
That little button. Maybe you have to
do
it, actually.
There we go.
Oh, no.
Hit the home button.
I clicked that one.
Oh, you may have to click that one.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all right.
All right. So
you're listening to the unedited version.
300. Yeah. 3 hours later, they finish the game.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next one. Go ahead, Jay.
Commands for 200.
All right. Yeah, there it is.
Commands for 200.
All right. This command exponentially multiplies itself till all the system resources utilized in the system hangs. What is? It's all system. I'll give you a hint. It's all system resources. It just...
What is a fork bomb?
Yes, I had to put fork bomb in parentheses because it was... all right. Okay, and I'm looking over at Brian. All right, we'll go on. You can hit the home one, and we'll go on again. So, unfortunately, I don't think I can take off those, so we'll have to keep track.
Yeah, we'll have to keep track of what's all right. called.
So go ahead, Jay. You've got the board.
I'll take distros for 400, please.
All right, distros for 400. Oh, he's going for the big money. Distros for 400. Now called Kali Linux, this distro originated from the merger of WATS and Auditor Security Collection.
I did know this one, but I can't make it come out. I'm sorry.
All right. Brian, you want to give it a try?
No.
You want to make something up? we'll put it out to the audience. Anybody in the audience know?
Is Security Onion?
No.
Not bad, but not right. Thank you, Michael. All right, it is. Go ahead, Tony. Backtrack. Remember
Linux.
Backtrack? It became Kali a couple years ago, I think it was.
That's right.
Yes, all right.
I forgot about that.
Yes. Yeah, Tom, you can go ahead and yell. You always can't win a prize. No one else does. Because you know everything.
No, I don't.
All right, we're going to go ahead. Jay, you still in control of the board?
Distros for 500.
Distros for 500. That's probably an easy one. This Linux distro was the most popular in both 2014 and 2015. Brian?
Mint.
Tony? Well, in the form of a question,
what is Linux Mint?
Gotta love that minty goodness.
And I'll throw a fun piece of trivia. He knows because he wrote the book on Linux Mint. He wrote Linux Mint Essentials. He is a published author as well. We have two authors. We have Mike Lucas and Jay.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
What books do you write?
Thank you, Jay.
Linux Mint Essentials, Mastering Linux Network Administration, my third book, Mastering Ubuntu Servers, due out this summer.
Yep.
Awesome.
I'll be sure to buy that.
And we'll include you in the show notes, so a link to it, because I imagine our audience is certainly interested in what you wrote. So, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and I'll even put that out on my Google Plus thing, too.
Yes. I'll send you a link.
I mean, not that will do any good. I've got a few listeners or a few followers.
But they're dedicated.
All right, nice. We're moving on. So we are going on to Brian. I think you're in control. Commands for 100. All right, we'll go up that way.
100 or 400?
100.
100.
All right. This command will repeat the string that follows it until it's interrupted with a control C. In other words, it'll just repeat whatever the string is. You enter the command, and then you put a string after it, and it will just repeat that string until until it's interrupted. Okay. I guess that's anyone? Anyone else?
Bueller.
Go ahead.
What is yes?
Yes!
Yes.
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 Yes. Go ahead. What is yes?
Yes.
Way to go. And the BSD guy, and my BSD hero over there, yes.
Yes.
So. All right, so.
Which one did you do on commands before? Was it 200?
400, I thought, wasn't it? Yeah, let's. All right, let's go on.
I think
you're right. Okay. All right.
No, that's the one that was done.
Oh yeah.
Yep, that's right. So one and two are done, and let's go to 300. All right. This command displays the calendar for the current. All right. Who had it first? Okay.
Cal.
Go ahead. What is Cal?
What is Cal?
All right. There you go.
We gotta say what is.
Enforcing the what is.
Yeah, the what
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Round two.
Okay, we're now in round two. All right, Brian?
Commands for 400.
All right, commands for 400. This command repeats a string until its process is killed. I think we just did that one. Yeah. All right, you're going to, yeah, that's, yes.
Don't think so. It's not the same.
Same question.
Until its process is killed.
Yes.
No. Oh, wait a minute.
That's the next slide.
Oh, okay.
I guess the question is it the same answer?
Do we want to?
We'll just go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It is.
It's the same answer.
Did I repeat that?
You did.
Is it the answer?
What's that?
Oh. Oh, no. Why is it doing that? There we go. I appreciate it. Nobody would be able to hear
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
How long has that been going on?
Since the start of the game. Okay, oh, yeah. We have to start over. Just kidding. All right. 500. Linux commands for 500. Yeah, that'll be very easy this time. All right. This command reverses any input while it is running. Does anybody... Okay, I'm going to give you guys a clue. The command is 3 characters long.
REV?
Yep. That's it.
There you go. What is REV?
Only because I just did it in my talk I did when I was teaching people Linux.
All right.
Does it actually like print out every character?
It just types in reverse. Everything you put in there just reverses.
Thank you. All right, so Linux commands are done. We're done with Linux commands. We're moving on to another category.
Hey, what do you want?
Yeah.
Who set it for 300?
For 300, okay. He said, open source is a development methodology, free software is a social movement.
Richard Stallman. Who is Richard Stallman?
Okay. That's right.
All right.
You got it. $3 for you. 300, I mean.
I'll look up my left. My
all right, so track. That's the middle one is done, okay. You got the board, Brian?
Poopery for 100.
For 100, okay. This animal of the Himalaya is projected to be the code name of the next Ubuntu release in October 2016.
Yakety Yak. What is Yakety Yak?
There you go. Well, yeah, we'll accept that. What is a yak? And it's Yakety Yak.
All right.
Was that 5? What was that? 500 or 100? Okay.
100.
There we go. All right.
Jay.
Okay. Jay, you've got the board.
We did all the Linux commands, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Yes, we have. We could do them again, but I think the audience would revolt.
The Linux distros we haven't done. Like, I know we did 500.
Yeah, we did.
300. I'll take 400 if it hasn't already been taken.
All right, let's just check. Oh yeah, we did do that one. Yep. Go back to home. Thanks, Tony. You're a champ. All right, 200. Yeah, let's try 200. This Linux distro is more than twice as popular. I knew you'd slap for that one. That is exactly right.
Yeah, right.
It's extremely popular. I didn't completely appreciate how popular it was.
Amazon's own Linux distro is number 2 on their own platform.
Yeah, on their own platform after Ubuntu Server. So, all right. Jay, you're still in control?
Who set it for 200?
Okay. Did we say that one already? Oh, no, we don't. She said, we have a very active testing community, which people don't often think about when you have open source. I'll give you a clue. Mozilla? Okay. Mitchell Baker. She's president of the Mozilla Foundation. I had to get a woman in there because the rest of the quotes are guys. Okay.
Who is Mitchell Baker?
Who is? Oh, yeah. Who is Mitchell Baker? All right. So we got that one done. All right. Who had the board last? I think, Jay, you did, right?
I'll take Potpourri for 400, please.
Okay. Okay, the word for K and KDE.
K desktop environment, so it's just K. Right?
No. Oh,
really?
What is cool? It used to be the cool, that was a long time ago.
Cool desktop environment.
No, he doesn't get 400.
No, he's got to get back 400.
No. That's how Jeopardy, if you answer wrong, that's how Jeopardy, you lose.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you lose.
Oh, you do lose. Oh.
That's why I haven't guessed one I didn't know.
Ah.
Okay, thanks, Jane. Sorry about that. All right. Well, go. Let's see. I guess do you still have the board? You still got the board.
Popery for 300.
Okay, we'll do that one. All right. 300. Yes. Okay, this was the first CD-ROM based Linux distro. Yes.
No.
No. Named after the tree of life in North Mythology. Yggdrasil?
Never heard of it.
Yggdrasil? All right.
That's
got to put $300
that's
back.
Obscure.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was, I pulled that out of the stuff you gave me.
Yes.
You sent me that link. I pulled that out of there. But you still have the board. You can probably get some of that back.
Pulpery for 200, please.
Okay. This location is where you can discard the standard output of a command.
What is /dev/null?
There you go.
Perfect.
What is dev null? There you go. Oh, there you go.
That was 300.
Yeah. Said no, it was
200. Oh, no, there's 200.
200.
You're right.
Yeah, 200.
We're trying to help the contestants, Tony. Just kidding.
Sorry. Jay.
All right. Go ahead, Jay.
Pulpery for 100.
All right. We'll take that one.
No, I did that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He already did that one. Yeah, we'll go back home. Yeah, sorry. I don't have a way of taking him off the board.
The next one we did do, is it 200? Did we do that one?
I don't think we did.
That was the one you just did.
Oh, yeah.
We did 300.
Yeah.
500.
Did we do 300?
Yeah.
I think we did.
That was the previous one. That's why you lost.
Oh,
300.
Then I don't know. If we
yeah,
did 200.
That's why he gave it back. That 300. I don't think we did 400.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did 400. I think 5 might be the
did
last one.
Did we do 200?
Yeah, that was the last. One.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, so I guess it's only
500.
500.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
What is the name of the graphical file browser in GNOME?
What is Nautilus?
There you go. 500 for you. Just give you back some of these that you gave up. 3. 4, 5. All right.
The only ones left now are just kernel names, isn't it?
Kernel names and some of the who said it. There's still some who said it, yeah.
I thought there was a few of the distros. But...
No.
I think we finished off the distros. All right, so.
Kernel names for 100, please.
Okay. The temporary container. All right. The temporary container a drunk keeps his bottle in. This. All right.
I think I
know. Go ahead.
Container is just something that holds it.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, no? Okay.
Show the answer, Tony. Brown paper bag. It was a Linux kernel 2.2.1. So they came up, just to let everyone know, they came up with some really crazy kernel names. Yeah. So, all right. So you still got the board, Jay.
Did we do 200 yet?
We haven't done that.
I don't think we've done any of them.
No, I'll take 200.
Okay. If this Thanksgiving mainstay had lard on it, you'd have the name of this Linux kernel.
Oh, man, I knew this. Oh, my gosh. I can't make it come out, so I haven't took my time.
Okay. All right, it is. What is grease turkey? And that was for Linux kernel 2.4.15.
No, I have the turkey part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to get it right.
All right. Go ahead. You still got the board.
Kernel names for 400, please.
All right. The name of this Linux kernel is shared with the largest by population city in Japan. Also what you might get if you didn't pronounce Oklahoma correctly.
Yeah, I put that. I don't care if I win or lose. What is Tokyo?
No, what's the last line?
If you didn't pronounce Oklahoma correctly.
So what, okay, what Japanese name or city starts with oak?
Okinawa.
No. No, Yokohama. It's Linux kernel stable 2.635.7. So.
I thought Tokyo was the one to see worldwide.
It's by population. I think Tokyo is... Well, that's what the trivia said. So,
I could swear Tokyo's largest city worldwide was between there and Mexico.
Yokohama. Okay. Well, we'll have to see.
Google it.
All right. Well, going on. Who's got the board? You still have the board.
I'm lost track of what we haven't done. Do we think 500?
We have 300 and 500 left.
Yeah.
Tokyo's still number one.
300.
Okay, Colonel Names for 300.
Then I don't feel I should have lost.
Colonel Names for 300?
Mary, I don't think I should have lost because Tokyo is the largest population.
No, Tokyo, Yokohama is. They combine them together, and I don't know why.
All right, you keep your money. Well, they said Yokohama.
They combined it.
They're in the same prefecture. It's like being. Here. Here you go.
Split it. Give them half. Then.
Yeah. All right. So, Chris, for 300, you might see this Linux kernel's name if you were lying flat drunk under your fish aquarium. All right.
I want to know.
Yeah, let's go ahead. What is blurry fish butt? This is for Linux kernel 4.3 RC5.
I really didn't know that. That's
yeah.
I would never guess that.
All right. Go ahead, Jay. You still got it. I think we've only got
500
was left on here, right?
I'll take it.
Or is that
all right. No, that was the one we, This mono-wheeling simian might not attract much attention at a circus, but might have for this Linux kernel. Okay.
What's a simian?
Among that family? All right, we'll go ahead. It is, what is unicycling gorilla? And that was for Linux kernels 3.8, 3.9, and 3.10. So I was just, I was trying to give enough of a hint.
Did we cover all of them?
Yeah, we've got.
I think we did.
Yeah, well, all we have left now are just the quotes.
A few of the distros left.
Did we
do all of who said it? You know, you went down.
Yes, the quotes. Who said it?
All right.
I know that's at least most of them.
You can check the question without the answer, right?
Yeah. So, distro for 100.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
You know that one?
In French, this distro.
In French, this distro was known as Chapeau Rouge.
I know.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
It's redhead.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rouge red.
You know, rouge, chapeau is a hat.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, nobody got, well, I mean, no. Yeah. Thank you, though. All right, we'll go ahead to distros for... Let's check the 200 one. We'll just go right down distros here. Oh, yeah, we got that one already. Back home.
We got them all.
I think 300 was Cali.
Yeah, Cali. Okay. And we got 500, I think, didn't we? Oh, yeah, no. We got that one. Yeah, Jay already got that one. That was the Tiny Core. Yeah, I think we did get them all.
What was 500? I'm pretty sure we didn't get
that. Was, wasn't that Ubuntu? Oh, that was Mint. Yeah, they're all done.
Oh, yeah.
And so. Then did we do all of the Who Said It?
No, that's where we got right now. So. You want Who Said It for 300?
For 100.
Yeah, he said software is like sex.
I know.
It's better when it's free.
I feel like I should know this.
All right, Tom. Oh, yeah. And that was Tom gesturing.
I didn't originally say it, but I have repeated it. Linus.
Linus Torvald said that. Okay, so we'll go back. We'll go ahead with Who Said It for 200. Oh, we got that already. Yeah, I think it's down near the bottom where we haven't. I think 300 we've got already. Try that. Just see. Yeah, see, that was Stallman.
Mm-hmm.
And then 400, I think we've got. Yeah, this is here. He said the strategic marketing paradigm of open source is a massively parallel drunkard's walk filtered by a Darwinistic process. Who said that?
I think I know the answer, but I'm not sure I
want to
actually put
$400 on. So you think you know, but you don't
want to
put the
$400. I think he's here this weekend.
Is he?
Then I don't know.
Then it's not who I thought.
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about who I think it is.
Go ahead, Tony.
So,
reveal.
Without charging, what would you guess?
Yeah.
I was going
to
say Linus.
Like no, that ain't who I was thinking.
No, Bruce Perens.
Bruce Perens. Okay.
Oh, he's not here.
All right, we have one last, before Final Jeopardy, we have one last one, and that's for 500. He said, certainly there's a phenomenon around open source. You know, free software will be a vibrant area. There will be a lot of neat things to get that get done there. Who said that? All right. You'll be surprised. Who is Bill Gates?
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Linux is a cancer? Ballmer.
Right.
Farmington Hills' own Steve Ballmer.
Well, here's a guy that said nobody needed more than 400
640K? Yes. That's what Gates said way back in the day. So there we have it. Now we're ready to move on to our final Jeopardy.
Oh, final?
Yes. So you can go ahead and click it.
Well, hold on. What's the scores? Because that decides how we vote.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, you put in the middle of the table what you're willing to risk.
No,
well,
first
put
we
that back to home.
Person has.
But I shouldn't see.
He's got tons, so I'm just risking it all.
Right? You're risking all of it?
I'm not risking all of it.
You're going to risk
what is what is all, right?
600.
Six.
Well, you risk everything. Okay, there you go. All right, all so right. Go ahead.
All right, so this is Final Jeopardy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the year the Sunday Morning Linux Review podcast recorded its first episode. Now, you guys should probably write this down so that you both... Yeah. We have a piece of paper here. Yeah, we do have a piece of paper here.
Here
we go.
Rip it in half.
Yeah, we'll rip it in half. You guys have pens?
I have a pen, but I don't have anything to write.
Oh.
Hang on, I can guess.
There you go. All right, so go ahead and give it a try.
I got a pen, too, if you need it. Okay. Same one?
All right. All right, you're ready? Or you're just, this is 2016.
Okay.
This is not the first year we were at PenguinCon. The first
episode ever. I had to go back and look it up.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a hint. The name was Wooji Booji Stan was the name of the episode. Remember that?
Yep.
So I'm sure Matt came up with that.
He did.
Yep.
So.
He's in jail.
He's in jail. All right.
For a long time.
Oh, is he the one that did the regular expressions panel last year?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He's doing a completely different panel now.
Yes.
Maybe he's teaching Linux to the incarcerated masses. I'm not sure.
All right, you guys, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
do we...
We have the guys reveal. Yeah, so you
first?
Reveal your answer.
2011.
2009.
Okay. And it is, what is 2011? Okay. All right, Jay. All right, yes, the first episode of Sunday Morning Linux Review was recorded in October of 2011. And I didn't join the show until January of 2012.
That's right.
Yeah. And I've been paying the price ever since.
I would say you were, was it 12? 11 or 12 you came on? Was it
12.
First
12. January 1st, 2012.
Yeah. Episode, New Year's Day we recorded.
Yeah. So,
episode number are you on now?
190 something.
This is 192. No, yeah, this is 192.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they could have figured that out.
Could have reverse engineered because it's done weekly? Yeah. It would have been pretty close.
No, there was almost 2 years in the middle that we did biweekly.
Oh, okay.
There was a couple for a while we did biweekly, then we went back. You know, so, all right. So have our winner. It is Jay, and Jay has won a lovely Sunday Morning Linux Review T-shirt.
Yeah, we have two
and,
sizes.
Brian, friend of the show, has won a poster that I don't think he wants. So he can place that out there for someone to take.
No.
Okay. No? Okay.
So then we have two sizes. One is extra large and 2X.
Yep, so we are getting it... Okay, so we are going to wrap up our Fresh Looks episode, Old Wine and New Bottles, Tony. So we'll go ahead and get this wrapped up.
Yeah, so you've been listening to the Sunday Morning Linux Review. This was episode 192.
That's right. Fresh Looks, Old Wine and New Bottles at PenguinCon.
And I leave you a little bit of humor. If you want to see some fun reading, just look up the Wikipedia list of Linux kernel names, and you can find out. There's even one. There's a farting weasel, a suicidal squirrel.
Herder, I'm a sheep.
Herder, I'm a sheep. That's there's a lot of great names in here. That's definitely. I did not realize how funny they're. My favorite is the Jeff thinks I should change this, but to what? That's the name.
That was the name of a kernel release. Yeah. So anyways. All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
So this has been Tony Bemis,
Mary Tomich,
and Tom Lawrence.
See you next time.
You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Linux Review. If you would like more information about this or other shows, go to smlr.us. Feel free to send comments to show@smlr.us or give us a call at 734-258-7009. I'm John Miller. If you don't like it, you can...
Bite my 8-bit metal ass! That's bite with a Y.
Hi, folks. This is Chatter. Gay Wisher Honky Magoo 5150 and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. So join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
Linux Luddites is a show where we try out all the latest free and open source software and then decide we like the old stuff better.
More than just news and releases, we check out a wide range of Linux distros, cover your feedback, talk about obscure command line programs, discuss burning issues over a pint, and much, much more. So join me, Paddy,
and me, Joe, every 2 weeks for news, reviews, comment, and generally being grumpy at linuxluddites.com.
Linux Luddites, because not all change is progress.
Open source, Linux, computers, electronics, science, and amateur radio. We cover it all. Who are we? We are Linux in the Ham Shack, the podcast that brings you and your technology together with the power of software freedom. Drop us in your favorite podcatcher or join us every other Tuesday night interactive live show. Visit lhspodcast.info for all the details, news, and information. We are Linux in the Ham Shack, and we want to open your mind.
The Linux Link Tech Show, live every Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Tune in to the world's longest-running Linux podcast. On the web, www.tllts.org. By email, techshow@thelinuxlink.net. IRC channel, thelinuxlink.net, port 6667/ Tech Show. And Flying Rich is so hot.